I have a provocative question. I don't know. It's probably a difficult question, but I'd like to ask. And I don't know why I'm asking this. I just thought it would be fun to ask you. I'll just call it my provocative question for the hour. We'll see if anybody wants to bite. What does it mean to be a man? When you hear somebody, be a man, what does it mean to you to be a man? Some of you think it's a lost art or a lost process. Some people see younger men today and shake their heads in disbelief that manhood is going away. So what does it mean to be a man? 302-839-1059, if you want to take a shot at that.
Well, I'll tell you what it, in my mind, what I am a man to start with.
Yes.
I do not have long hair. I do not have earrings in my ear. I treat people right. I try to.
You have a man bun?
Who?
A bun? Like a butt? Do you have your hair pulled up on a in a bun on top of your head?
No, I'm not going to go through with none of that because then I would not be a man.
All right. Well, you've told us about the appearance of a man.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, I guess a man is a man that does try to live a good life, try to treat people right. Takes care of his family, and if somebody's in need, he takes care of them if he can.
Right, takes care of his family, provider.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, I think people have gone crazy. Earrings, long hair, coloring their hair different colors. What's wrong with their brain? Something wrong with it. Something's wrong with it. Why can't they act the way God made them? You know, God didn't put earrings in them.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
What does it mean to be a man? You may agree or disagree. Is Ivory there? Oh, call back 839-1059. What do you think it means to be a man? I would like to hear your answer. Jay, hello.
Hey, Dan, I kind of disagree with Dave about the earrings and the long hair because I've wore earrings since the early 80s, and I've always had my hair long and short, and I've always provided for my family and worked hard and worked two and three jobs. Dave was very,
he went right for the appearance. He didn't go for the attitude. He went right for the appearance first, which, you know, it's just wherever the mind takes you with this question is fair enough. How would you answer the question? What does it mean to be a man?
Well, I don't think, I'm pretty sure appearance has nothing to do with it. It's just what I said. If you're a man and have a family, your family should be your first love. Well, Christ is your first love, and then the family. And be a provider for the family and do what's right and have, you know, make sure your kids are raised and they have the food and everything their needs are supplied and you're a good member of the community and willing to help your fellow man out. That's my opinion.
Got it. So in that order, love God, then the your family, your wife, I would take
right.
it.
Remember the God in the Godfather movie, he said, if you do not spend time with your family, you are not a man. Now, the older you get and the kids get married and go their separate ways and have their own kids, you know, it's I was with the three of my grandchildren yesterday. I got three in Sussex County and three in Newcastle County.
Mm-hmm.
So, they know who I am, you know.
They what?
My grandkids know who I am. They're always calling me or texting me or something.
Right.
And I think that's what a man is, you know. And then be a good guy in the community. And if you see, I usually try to help somebody along the road or whatever I can do.
Do you think, do you feel that this definition of manhood is still alive among young men today or going away?
No, I think it's still alive with young men. I think they just have different roles a little bit now. And I can't pinpoint that, but my grandson's 18 years old, and he works 3 days a week, and he goes to college, and he's got that work ethic, and he's a pretty good guy. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to make a fine man.
All right. Did he get his earring yet?
Not yet. But his hair's long.
Right, that's just a joke. All right, listen, Jay, awesome call. Thank you so much. What do you think it means to be a man? What comes to your mind? How do you answer that? Might be tough for some of you. I don't know. Just asking. 839-1059. Next text. I saw a picture of Ricky the call greeter on Facebook this weekend with the Playboy bunny ears getting his vaccine shot. Instead of looking like a jackrabbit, he looked more like a jackass. Wow. Next text. Someone answering the question. Not having to ask the wife for permission to buy something. Good morning, Delaware 1059. Hi.
Good morning. I'd like to get the definition of a man.
Yeah, what does it mean to be a man?
All right. What it means is two things. Very important. First of all, getting underneath that car and dropping a transmission on your chest and putting another one in. Second, as with my father and myself, being dropped from a helicopter with weapons and fighting the enemy. Going forward, my father went to Saipan. Going forward with a flamethrower. Women don't do that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Dropping the transmission, putting a new one in, and then also dropping out of a helicopter loaded for bear. Got it. The audio from Charles Barkley over the weekend from CBS Sports. He was covering the NCAA tournament, and some event came up. This caused a lot of discussion earlier this morning. I guess CBS News played some clip about racial animosity or strife or racial issues. And Charles Barkley, the great basketball player, is making commentary. Only talked for 1 minute, but it was a very impactful 1 minute.
Shared that news, how painful it was.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people. But we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Charles Barkley. Hey, how about this? Definition of a man? Charles Barkley. Willing to stand up, speak out, be heard, countercultural leader, right? What do you think? I mean, I say he dropped a truth bomb, and that's why it's one of the top talk topics from this morning, if you're just tuning in. We asked if you agree or disagree. Is that a truth bomb, yay or nay? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Margaret from Millsboro. I wanted to tell you about a definition of a man.
Okay, Margaret.
My husband was a man, a very good man. He's been dead for 28 years. He was my John Wayne, and if I was on an island all by myself, I'd want him to be there with me. He always protected me. He loved his family. He was just wonderful with his family and kids, and we miss him very much. And as for church, I go to Dagsboro Church of God, and they've been open all year, even in the summer. We had outside church. We brought our chairs. We haven't missed
How was it yesterday? Real quick, I'm almost out of time. How was it yesterday?
Oh, wonderful. I mean, we've got our chairs spaced in there, but everybody was there. We've never closed. It's just wonderful.
Great call. Thanks for the great memory of your husband as well. How about that? Almost 8:30, Delaware 105.9. Hello, you're on the air everywhere with no hair. Good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Dan. It's John Rehoboth. How you doing?
Good, John. Hello.
Hey, Dan, I had both doses with the BB Walk-In. Absolutely no after effects. It was, like, so easy. Mm-hmm. In and out, 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah. And where did you do it?
BB Walk-In, Route 24.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dan, one other comment. I think that pastor up in Canada should run for governor of Delaware. And the vice president should be Charles Barkley.
There you go.
Hey, Danny, take care, man. Thank you.
A lot of people like that Canadian Polish pastor. Because he knows. I mean, being from Poland, right? I mean, he knows what and how fascism starts. And he's very concerned about armed police coming into his church service to try and intimidate him to close down. And he was not having it, that guy. Amazing. That was amazing audio. I don't know if you heard it. I think I might play it again here in a minute. Canada has had a particular interest in trying to keep people from worshiping because of COVID. One pastor notably went to jail for a long time. He has since been released for refusing to shut his church down. And here is a guy from some sort of church in Canada. I'm not sure of the church, but we're told he's Polish, a church of some sort in Canada. When the authorities come in, and you can see on the video, there are six uniformed and masked people. Most of them appear to be cops. Maybe some of them are health officials. I don't know, but they're in similar uniforms. And they're attempting to, well, I take it from what the pastor is saying here, the leader of the church or whatever, I'm not sure of his title, but I take it that they're, you know, interrupting his services to give him the COVID rules, and he was not having it at all. So here he is, like in a sanctuary, looking down the steps. And there are these six officers, and, well, he kicked them out. He kicked their tails right out, and this is how it sounded.
Get. Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Get out of this property. Immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property. Immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property. Immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. 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 Out of this property. Immediately out. Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out. Out. Out of this property, you not.
I think he's serious, don't you? I mean, I think he wants him to leave.
I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here.
Wow.
Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out.
Out, Nazi.
You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out.
Wow.
And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis
They're outside.
Are not welcome here.
They left.
Gestapo is not welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. your Gestapo, Nazi, communist, fascist. Don't you dare coming back here.
Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond me.
Wow. How about that? He was serious. If you're just tuning in, he was not talking about sealing off the communion table from non-members. That was him talking directly to the police. All right. Good morning, Delaware 1059.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you.
You know what? Every time I hear that, I wish people would just take that man's lead and do it everywhere. Just do it everywhere. They can't do nothing to you. It's not a law. It's a guideline.
In Canada, I mean, there have been pastors taken to jail. So, and they've stood by their convictions, and they've been, one pastor in particular has since been released. I would not be surprised after that very public display that the authorities may make a return visit to this gentleman. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see. But I'm not faulting him for it. I'm just saying, stand by. I mean, you say they can't do anything to you, but in other countries, in this case Canada, they very well might.
Well, Dan, you know, evil persists when good men do nothing.
True.
And that is a good man.
Yes.
For right. Standing up for his congregation, standing up for his rights, and telling them to leave. Come back with a warrant. But, you know, we have this thing in this country called the Constitution. So I know that the left side seems to only want to use it when they want to bastardize it. It's, I don't know if that's allowed. I'm sorry if that's not allowed, but that's what they do. They twist and turn everything, even simple language, they twist and turn to try to fit a narrative. And it's unbelievable, and people like this should be put up on a platform, and this is how it works. This guy.
Right on.
Is my hero.
Yep, thanks. A lot of people feel that way about him, agree or disagree. Here he is in part two, after they leave, six uniformed, as he said, with taser guns, handcuffs. After they leave his church, he continues.
It's beyond me. Wow. Wow. How dare they? How dare they?
Sick people. Sick people.
Unbelievable. We're living in a takeover. A total takeover of the government with their thugs, goons, the brown shirts, the Gestapo wannabe dictators coming to the church with armed with guns and tasers and handcuffs to intimidate during Passover celebration? Well, I guess that's what it is. They want to enslave us all like the Egyptians did. They want to be pharaohs of today. That's what they're doing. Unbelievable. People, if you are not wake up, stand up. Wow, I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. If Canadians will not rise up, look what is happening in Germany. Germany is taken over by fascism again. The wannabe Hitlers are already ruling. You cannot even leave from one city to another. It's a total lockdown. If you will not be vaccinated like a dog or a cat, you will not be able to buy or sell. You will not be able to go to school or work. Is that the future you want? Is that what you want for your children and your grandchildren? Seriously, is that the future of Canada? That's the future of Canada? Wow. Unbelievable. Friends, you gotta join the fight. We have rallies. We are meeting every week. And we need numbers. We need to stand up against them. And we need to file lawsuits against their craziness right now while we still have that window of opportunity. Because If we don't do it now, I don't think we're going to have tomorrow. Our rights are being taken away from us so quickly, it's unbelievable.
But that warning from that particular Canadian pastor, somebody tying two topics together here, Ted of Milford says, Dan, that preacher is a real man. Next text. And I quote, everybody should get like this. Control mass vaccines, enforcing people. The USA needs to do this and take our country back. All right, next text. That somebody else, that Canadian pastor is my definition of a man.
1059.
So we contrast what happened in Canada there with that pastor with another church in another country, London, England. Police broke up a Good Friday service in London at Christ the King Church. Now, they're having service at Christ the King Church, and officers came in to stop the service because they alleged they were violating the coronavirus rules. And in this case, the pastor allowed the police to come right up to the pulpit, or they say the altar, and make an announcement. Oh, here's the police at this church in London.
Ladies and gentlemen, this gathering is unfortunately unlawful under the coronavirus regulations we have currently. You are not allowed to meet inside with this many people under law. You need to go home. Failure to comply with this direction to leave could lead you to be fined £200 or being arrested. It is Good Friday, and I appreciate you would like to worship, that this gathering is unlawful, so please may you leave the building now. Thank you.
Delaware 1059, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi there.
Hi. I guess I wanted to answer your question of what a man is, and I was sitting here thinking, especially biblically as a Christian, and then you played this, what happened in Canada, and yes. That's a man. I don't know the man's stature. I don't know of his physical strength, but that took a lot of strength. And I just pray that the preachers here in America will stand up for their church, stand up for their people, stand up for what's right and for what God's wanting us to do. And everything he said was so true. If we don't do something, we're going to follow Germany's lead. And I think he has experience in this, and I just thank him for that.
Right. You can guarantee that his family, if not him, himself and his family certainly have, if he's from Poland. Right.
Right. Yes.
Well, very true. Great call. Thank you for that. I had a question earlier in the hour unrelated to, well, people have tied it together, but was initially unrelated to the guy in Canada. But the question was, what does it mean to be a man? Dan Gaffney Show, good morning, Delaware 1059.
Morning, Dan.
Hey, Dennis, good morning.
I think that the real men, they follow Jesus, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yes,
and always remember in this current situation, it's just 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Come on. did you get your vaccine?
No, Dan, I told you about that a while back. At this point, I think we're in an experimental stage, and it doesn't seem like, you know, there's millions and millions that have gotten it, but all we're hearing about is the fourth surge or whatever. Everything's a surge anymore. Surge in the COVID, surge in at the border. I don't know. Just keep looking up. That's all I can say.
I like your definition, like your call. Thank you, Dennis. Good stuff. Monday morning, April 5th, this is the Dan Gaffney Program, where real people get a chance to sound off, speak out, and be heard.